This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I am joined on stage right now by Jesse Sitter from Visit Grand Rapids. And to explain what's about to happen in this segment, we're going to have as much fun as we can have without her being fired from her job at Visit Grand Rapids. So that's the goal.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
thank you. No problem.
I like my job.
You love your job, and you love your city. Tell me, for the radio audience, which is vast.
Yikes.
It's kind of vast. It's vastish.
Okay, thank you.
Where is Grand Rapids and what's it all about?
All right, so Grand Rapids is a fantastic community. We're 3 hours north of the Twin Cities. We're about an hour west of Duluth, and we are right in the center of northern Minnesota. We're in Minnesota's nature. And I like to think we are the biggest little city in all of northern Minnesota, which means you get all the benefits of a big city and like twice the Minnesotan accent. So that's awesome.
That's right. You get the full treatment here. I can attest to it. What do you do at Visit Grand Rapids? What do you do there?
So our job is to market and promote the Grand Rapids area to encourage people to come stay, dine, shop, lodge, and come to places like the Rife Center.
Absolutely. So many of you are tourists traveling here just for our show or just to see Grand Rapids. Maybe you just wandered in here from your vacation, and that's the kind of thing you see all summer long, people enjoying Grand Rapids.
That means I'm doing my job. Thank you.
That's right. Excellent. So I wanted to play a little game, and let's see the people, you can all play along with us. But have you ever heard of the game Two Truths and a Lie? Yeah, so basically you say two things that are true but might be kind of surprising, and then one thing that's a lie, which would kind of seem like the other two, and you try to pick out which one is the one that's false. So I'm going to quiz Jesse here about two truths and a lie about Grand Rapids and see how she does. So are you ready for this?
I am. Megan out there somewhere, if I fail, I'm so sorry. Don't fire me.
That's right. That's right. This is, remember, the job one is to keep her gainfully employed.
Yes.
Question number one. Grand Rapids was the original home of which iconic summer recreation equipment? That's a heavy question, but here we go. Is it water skis, jet skis, or Budin skis?
I'm guessing number three is a lie, although I live here, so...
Well, you are right. It is Budin skis, but I will say Grand Rapids was the home of the original water ski, which was branded as the jet ski, so it's a twofer. Budin skis are what you get when you air your personal business at Dottie's Cafe. So second question, you ready? You did well.
Thank you.
Itasca County hosted the following at some point in its history. Philadelphia Eagles training camp, World War II bomb testing, or Judy Garland's first performance of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Ooh, I think that's a trick question. So I'm gonna guess it was Judy.
Judy?
Yep.
Well, you are correct. Of course, Judy Garland was born in Grand Rapids as Frances Ethel Gum. That name just didn't catch on, but she left after she was four. So the Philadelphia Eagles were here and the bomb testing. They both left, but the mosquitoes stayed. So good, you're two for two. Finally, prior to the construction of the dam at Blandon Paper Company in 1902, that location on the Mississippi River was the site of which of the following? A Grand Rapids, the northernmost reach of steamboat travel, or the old Kmart?
It's finally gone. It's the old Kmart.
The old Kmart, which is as the people of Grand Rapids know, had died a while ago but was buried only recently.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kmart. Your blue light will spin in our memory for all time. To make room for even more exciting things in Grand Rapids in the future.
Absolutely. There are a lot of exciting things coming to the area. We've got a new brewery coming. We also just got a wine bar in town.
Did you know that? Wow. I did not know that.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, Jesse Sitter is with Visit Grand Rapids at visitgrandrapids.com.
Yep, visitgrandrapids.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. This is the Great Northern Radio.